Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
It's the Godfather of Soul bringing us back to late, great, awesome James Brown. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Janet Christie is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. Let's see, about 14 years. In her 14th year, a member of our Brain Trust. I don't know what we'd do without her. Founder and president of Leverage and Development. Leverageanddevelopment.com. Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right? The books are called Capitalizing on Being Woman-Owned. That's her, one of her books, which is what we're going to talk a little bit about right now. We're talking about credentials, and Janet's helping us understand this. In the previous segment, we talked about an array of credentials, some that are official, some that are more ad hoc, but you can pick them up and use them to your advantage anyway. But there is a world out there, Janet. There's a whole universe where you almost have to hang your credentials off of your chest like an army general would hang his ribbons off of his chest at the Pentagon, right? If you don't have those things hanging off your chest, when you come up to the door, you don't get in, right?
If you don't have the invitation, you can't come to the party.
That's right. And so what are some examples of that, especially for women? There's some great advantages for women business owners.
Well, there are certifications that are national, and then there's certifications that are federal, and then there's certifications at state level, and a lot of times there's certifications at the municipal level. So that means you have to know something about certifications and who you're trying to sell to in order to get the right one.
Mm-hmm. Because they're time consuming. They're time consuming, and so you don't want to go wandering around getting a bunch of certification that doesn't convert into business for you, right? You got to focus.
Right, and I think that the fact that there's so many choices and that it's time-consuming to get them makes it sort of paralyzes people. So they don't make the decision, or they don't, you know, they're afraid they'll make the wrong choice.
Right.
And then they just don't do anything. And then I'll have people that, you know, they were in one of my classes, and 5 years later they come back and they say, "Well, I think I'm ready to get the certification now." And I'm like, "Well, what have you been doing for 5 years? Because you've been missing the opportunities we discussed
right.
5 years ago.
Right.
Because you didn't get the certification." "Well, I just hadn't had time." You know,
well,
but what it is it's daunting.
Well, that's the thing. And not only is this getting the certification daunting, but doing business with the certification in that universe. Remember, I called it a universe, folks. As Janet will tell you, doing business in that universe is a different way of doing business. It's most of the people I know who get certified, especially for the government, that's almost all they do. What do you think, Janet? Am I wrong?
No, you're right. It is almost all they do, and because it's like going into another culture, if not another country
yeah.
or language. It's,
uh-huh.
And I always try to tell people, it's not worse than doing business with business or typical consumers. It's just different. You have
mm-hmm.
to learn the lay of the land. But that's true in any business. It just
right.
looks worse to some people. But
mm-hmm.
it's not only the selling directly to the government. It's also the people who sell to the government. So a lot of times they're doing the main marketing to the government. You just have to market to that company, and if they can find somebody that does what they need well
mm-hmm.
and has that certification, now you have a ride to the party.
Right.
And you just have to keep producing and keep your certifications up.
Are there still set-asides for small businesses in these countries, these state federal contracts, for small businesses, for women-owned small businesses, for minority-owned small businesses, for veteran-owned small businesses? Are there still those carve-outs?
There are, but they're primarily at the federal level, so you
right.
really have to pay close attention to those. For veterans, that's really only at the federal level, unless
right.
a state, and there are some that have really taken a hard look at it or
mm-hmm.
are trying to make sure that veteran small businesses get some opportunities. But the VA, definitely. does set-asides, and they will consider a veteran, a certified veteran-owned business. But then there's two certifications within veterans. So there's veteran-owned, and then there's disabled, service-disabled veteran. So you have to have received some type of injury while you were in active duty.
Right.
And then that's a separate certification. And that's to give those people an edge, but it's also to give them a leg up. So some certifications are lip service. The ones for veterans are really to try to help veterans have their own business. And and a lot of times that's the best road for them because they can build on what they learned while they were in service.
Do you recommend that people who get government certified and even if they focus on that business, you recommend that they find some way to keep at least some of their business in the regular marketplace? Because you know what? Sometimes budgets get cut.
Yes. And also, you know, where a direction that a local government or a state government or even federal government and federal agencies will go, you know, what they'll be purchasing, what services they'll be doing, like if they're going to be building roads and bridges, or are they going to be focused on services for the underserved, then that can change via elections. So
right, that's exactly right, yeah.
You get a new governor, a new mayor,
you
a new city
careful.
Council.
Yeah. And hey, Janet, I got to wrap it up. I got to wrap it up. We're running out of time. Will you come back soon?
Are you kidding?
I know. Time flies when you're having fun. Will you come back soon?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
We always love it when you're here. You always have to teach us a lot of stuff. Come back real soon. Janet Christie, ladies and gentlemen, leverageanddevelopment.com. You'll learn a lot when you go to that website, and you'll thank me later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.